Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And in today's program, we're going to be talking about music, especially we're talking about DJs, the master of live music. And it kind of depends on your point of view on this, I guess, but it seems mostly these days music is pre-recorded and it is presented to the audience by DJs. When I was very young, of course, music was presented to people in live form. For example, when I was in high school, we would go to our high school dances maybe once a month at the high school
gym. You had live music? You had live bands?
Yeah, really? We had live bands. They were cover bands, of course.
Really?
They'd be playing songs, you know, that were popular.
But, I was in a cover band in college. But when I was in high school, we just had DJs. You guys had it nice.
Well, we got the DJs later, okay? But at the beginning, they were live bands.
Oh.
And I guess they're just too expensive to pay those musicians. A DJ is a lot cheaper. It's just one guy there or one lady, one person.
Uh-huh.
And nowadays, it's quite common to see DJs at clubs and social events and things like that playing music so people can boogie down and enjoy the night, dance the night away. So let's talk about DJs, the masters of live music. Let's listen to the entire contents of our lesson right now. In a huge nightclub, a man selects a new song and starts playing it just as the last one ends. In a radio studio, a woman introduces the next big hit. At a wedding, a man plays a crowd pleaser and the dance floor fills up. These people are all DJs or disc jockeys, and they make a career out of playing recorded music. While you've probably heard of some celebrity DJs such as David Guetta and Tiesto, being a DJ doesn't just mean playing in famous clubs. Lesser-known DJs make a living playing in bars, at house parties, and at private functions like weddings. Some DJs work on the radio, while others mix their music at home and release it online or via podcasts. Some talented individuals become turntablists, experts in the technical art of DJing, using turntables to spin records. Sometimes they compete one-on-one in live battles. No matter what kind of DJ you want to become, you'll need certain skills. First, master the necessary technology. Become familiar with turntables as well as music software. Knowing how to read and respond to an audience is also an essential skill for those who dream of performing live with hundreds of people watching them play. Learn when to slow things down or pick up the pace and take people on a musical journey rather than simply playing random songs. Finally, you need to promote yourself and find gigs. It's a long road to becoming a professional DJ, but at least you'll have some great tunes to listen to as you go.
As we sometimes do, we're going to set the scene in the first paragraph. We're in a huge nightclub, and there's a man who's selecting a new song, and it starts playing just as the last one ends. It's kind of what a DJ does. He always knows what the next record or song's going to be and gets it ready so that they kind of merge. You know, the one ends and the next one begins. Guys who work on the radio do that as well. They try to time it so the song you're listening to ends and then that next one begins. And usually they kind of dovetail, we say. So they merge together like that. So in a radio studio, here's a different scene. We've got a woman introducing the next big hit. She's a DJ too. Actually, Tom and I know one of the DJs at ICRT. He records with us sometimes. Stevie. And this is what he does. I've been down there to see him. And they kind of time the song so they just, one ends and one begins. It's kind of perfect that way. And you usually, if you're a DJ these days, you have to think through what songs go together would be a good set, perhaps. Songs that the crowd would really like. And here's the third scene, Tom. You can talk about that one. We've got a wedding.
Oh, I would love to talk about this. At a wedding, of course, when people get married, a man plays a crowd pleaser and the dance floor fills up. Now, I haven't really heard of this in Taiwan, at weddings in Taiwan, where they have some kind of dance after the wedding. This is more popular in Western weddings. Of course, you have the wedding at a church usually, and then there is a reception afterwards, mm-hmm. in which there is food and drink and mingling and
big
socializing
space.
In a big space, right? And usually they will have live music. Mm-hmm. You've probably seen this in movies and things like that. Mm-hmm. In Chinese weddings, of course, you have the wedding banquet,
yes.
where people have a big meal. But in this particular case, we're having a show, you know, and a man plays a crowd pleaser, which is a song that pretty much everybody has heard before.
Or maybe like to dance to it, you know?
Exactly. A lot of times, of course, if you're playing songs by groups that you like, but nobody else has heard of, they're not going to go on the dance floor and they're going to probably think about leaving. But then you think, oh, I need to play a crowd pleaser,
right.
a song that everybody knows, maybe Billie Jean by Michael Jackson or something like that, or Celebrate by, is that Cool in the Gang or whatever? I don't remember.
Yeah, Casey Sunshine, Casey.
Put those songs on and everybody screams and they head out to the dance floor. The dance floor will then fill up if you play that popular song, that crowd pleaser. So, yeah, who are these people that play a song when one ends, a woman introducing a new hit, a man at a wedding playing a crowd pleaser? Well, these are disc jockeys, okay? That's what DJ stands for, mm-hmm. disc jockey. A jockey is usually a person who rides on a horse in a horse race. They're usually quite small.
Very small guys, they need to be light, right?
But we've used this word to talk about people who spin records, disc, you know, records, CDs or whatever, disc jockeys, and they make a career out of playing recorded music. Some disc jockeys, of course, are quite popular, and they have a career, which means a full-time job that they do for many, many years. A lot of DJs, of course, are probably just doing it for fun or part-time or something like that.
Yeah.
They can't quit their day job, but, of course, some DJs become quite successful, and they can release records, and they can perform all over the world.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a couple of very popular DJs who are millionaires. So if you're really good and your name gets around, you can make some good money, I would say. So moving on to the next paragraph. Well, you've probably heard of some celebrity DJs, such as David Guetta and Tiesto. Being a DJ doesn't just mean playing in famous clubs. That's primarily where a DJ starts out, right? He'll play at dance clubs you can go to or nightclubs. There are several here in Taiwan. I remember when I was at Zhengda, we did a marketing study using different dance clubs as part of the research we were doing, so it was kind of fun. But a famous club here, club just stands for a dance club, the kind of club you go to where you usually have to be at drinking age. You can't go if you're not old enough to drink alcohol, because they serve alcohol and then they play tunes and you dance all night. Can be lots of fun.
Yeah, they call those clubs now. Of course, many years ago when I first came to Taiwan, those places were called discos, which is a really weird word now. It's really old.
Old-fashioned, yeah.
There was the Touch Disco and the Kiss Disco and the Nassau Disco, et cetera, et cetera. Those are all gone now. Nowadays, of course, we have clubs.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, being a DJ doesn't mean that you're only playing in a famous club. Lesser-known DJs or DJs who are not as popular make a living playing in bars, mm-hmm. at house parties, and at private functions like weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so these are lesser-known DJs, DJs that are not as popular. If you make a living, that means you do a job in order to pay your bills, to make your car payments, your house payments, to pay your rent, to buy your groceries, to pay for your son or daughter's tuition or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You are making a living, and they play in bars or pubs, same thing,
mm-hmm.
house parties that people will organize privately in a big house, or maybe they'll rent a room somewhere. And also you might have these private functions for people that are only invited. That's what a private function is, such as a wedding. There might be other private functions as well, maybe like a year-end party or something.
Yeah, I was going to say a Christmas party or the Weiya that they have here for different companies.
Sure.
Yeah, and a lot of times instead of come inviting a live band, they'll invite a DJ who brings records or tunes with them, and they spin those records or tunes. So they can make a living. A lot of times we'll say, maybe you don't have a very exciting job. You can say, well, it's a living. You make enough money to pay your bills. So lesser known, they're not as famous. Maybe you've got some friends who are DJs here in Taiwan, but they're not exactly famous. Well, you can still make a living by being a DJ in bars and getting invited to be a DJ at house parties and then private functions like weddings. Tom and I both have a friend who actually has a band, and he goes and sings at a lot of weddings. Just, it's not his full-time job, but that's something he does on the weekends. Some DJs work on the radio. We talked about one of our friends who works on the radio. He's a DJ, while others mix their music at home and release it online or via podcasts, which is really popular these days. You can make a living if you have your own podcast and you've got a lot of people who are interested in what you have on your podcast. Here, we can actually listen to DJs put their mixed tunes, those records that they put together in a group, and you can listen to them via or through or by a podcast.
Yep, you can do a search on YouTube, for example. A lot of these sets are posted on YouTube.
Huh.
The latest drum and bass sets or house music or trance or whatever, they are released online. But a good place to try to find those would be simply on YouTube. Just to click on play.
Do some searching, yeah.
And you can sit there and listen to it while you read or do something else.
Clean your house.
Yeah, it's good stuff to listen to while you're doing that. So, yes, you can listen to these online or via these podcasts, which are like broadcasts that you can download and listen to on your phone or whatever. Mm-hmm. A lot of people here don't really listen to podcasts, though.
Oh, but, I do.
This is popular among Westerners. At least I listen to some podcasts.
Me too.
From time to time. Okay, that brings us to the midway point in today's lesson. Let's take a break right now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们首先来看到今天第一个空格的句子写着 These people are all DJs, blank one, disc jockeys, and they make a career out of playing recorded music. 在这里提到前面呢，在这样子的婚礼或者是广播电台，然后播放音乐的人，这些人呢都称之为 DJs。然后我们来看一下第一题的四个选项 ：A. So 所以 ，B. But 但是 ，C. Or 或者 ，D. And 并且 ，DJs 或者我们也称之为 disc jockeys。所以第一题搭配文意，我们标准答案就选择 C or 这个选项。在这里第二段呢，有提到一些有名的 DJ 名人，然后他们的工作都是在干嘛呢？在第二个空格的句子写着 ：Some DJs work on the radio, while others mix their music at home and blank to it online or via podcasts。在这里提到呢，有一些 DJ 他们呢会在电台里面工作，而其他的则在家 mix。在这里的 mix their music 指的是做混音的工作，混音了之后就怎么样在网络上或者呢是在 podcast 播客上面怎么样呢？第二题 A 选项 cease 是有停止、终止的意思。B release 发行书或者是专辑 ，C decrease 减少 ，D tease 有取笑的意思。把音乐做了混音的工作，就可以呢把它放在网络上，或者是透过播客呢把它发行出来或是释放出来的意思。在这里的第二题的标准答案，我们就选择 B release。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about DJs. the masters of live music. It's interesting. I don't consider DJs playing those records as being live music. Usually live music has musicians on the stage and they're actually playing music live or they're singing live. But they are very popular these days and some of them have made quite a career out of being a DJ. We were talking about different ways to make a living if you're not as well known as some of these famous DJs like Guetta and Tiesto. You can play in bars, at house parties, and at private functions. You can be invited to play or provide music at a wedding. That's one of the examples.
Indeed. So that's what DJs do. And some talented individuals become turntablists, experts in the technical art of DJing using turntables to spin records. So again, this is talking about talented people, talented individuals. If you're talented, that means you have some great skills. Maybe you were born with those skills or you spent a lot of time studying something and you got really good at something. So now you can say that you are talented. You could become a talented musician or a talented soccer player or something like that. In this particular case, these are people who study turntables, which is a device that plays vinyl records. Okay, some of you may not know what those are, but they're 12 inches and they're black and they usually have a label in the middle. When I was younger, of course, we always listened to records before CDs came out. Now CDs are pretty much all gone, replaced by stuff you can download from the internet.
Yeah.
So some of these people, though, still need to use those vinyl records. And so you need to know how those turntables work. You listen to where you start spinning it. You put the needle on the record and you spin it back and forth. Maybe you do some scratching or something like that. And yes, indeed, you need to become an expert in the technical art of DJing. Technical means anything that has to do with some kind of technology or some kind of skill.
Or special knowledge that you have. Yeah, you're probably trying to learn some techniques if you're trying to be a DJ. I wouldn't know how to do that, how they use those records and they scratch and da-da-da-da, you know. I've watched them, but I would have no idea how to actually do it. But they are gaining techniques. These are methods to do something. So it's technical. It's a technical art of how to use turntables, which looks like a record player. When I was growing up, we all had record players. It's called a turntable nowadays. And they usually have a couple of them, two or three sometimes, to spin records. And that's just kind of the cool way to talk about being a DJ. Oh, I spin records. To spin just means to turn around very quickly, to twirl around. If you're a dancer, you're going to spin around. Here we spin records as they go around and around on those turntables. Sometimes DJs will actually compete one-on-one or one person against another person in live what we call battles. They're not really battling using weapons like guns. They're using their turntables and they're competing to see who's the best DJ.
Yeah, I'm not sure how they would do that, but in any case, you could probably see those at your favorite club or something like that. So here in the next paragraph it says, no matter what kind of DJ you want to become, you'll need certain skills. So yes, maybe you want to play at private functions, maybe you want to be a radio DJ or something like that. It doesn't matter, though, because you need to have certain skills. You need to have certain technical skills. You need to become talented. First, master the necessary technology, which means the machines, you know, the amplifier, the turntables, the speakers, the cartridge on the turntable, all that stuff you need to know about. Become familiar with turntables as well as music software. Of course, nowadays, you need to know something about computers in order to do this stuff. And, of course, programs are often referred to as software as opposed to hardware, which would be what? Your central processing units
CPU,
or the computer, all the hard things that you buy.
Software, keyboard, hard drive,
That's hardware.
The equipment.
The equipment, right. But again, the programs, that's the software. And knowing how to read and respond to an audience is also an essential skill for those who dream of performing live with hundreds of people watching watching them play. Hmm. So, yes, don't expect to just go up there on stage and start playing records and ignore the audience. No, you've got to be sensitive to the needs of the audience. You've got to respond to their needs. If you're playing stuff that they're just not interested in or you like it, but they've never heard of it, so you got to be aware of that. And you think, this just is the wrong crowd for this music. I need to play something that these people will like. So you need to read the audience and respond, which means to answer to a request.
Yeah, to do something based on what they're giving you. So if you read someone, you can understand how they're feeling without them actually telling you. That means you're good at reading people, reading their reactions, reading their emotions. So they watch the crowd, they see what tunes they like, what they don't like, and then they kind of adjust based on what they see the audience liking. A lot of people will come up to the DJ and request certain songs. You can do that as well. It says here, learn when to slow things down. Maybe you've been playing upbeat tunes for a while, but it looks like the crowd's getting tired. You can slow things down. You also need to know when to pick up the pace, when you kind of need to bring a quicker tempo or rhythm into the room by choosing different pieces or tunes that way, different songs. You take people on a musical journey rather than simply playing random songs. There's usually a method. They've thought through the pattern of music that they want to start with, what they want to end with, what's going to be in the middle. But you can also just go up to the DJ, and sometimes they're flexible and they can change what they'd planned on playing based on the requests that they get from those audience members. If something's random, it's chosen without a lot of thought. So it's just like closing your eyes and then, you know, reaching for a song without thinking through what you really want. Finally, one of the things you have to do if you want to be a DJ and make a career of it is to promote yourself, to make yourself well-known among people. You know, you need to have a style, maybe of not just the way you dress, but the music that you pick, a personality that people remember. If you promote something, you actually get there and support something or kind of advertise yourself. If you're promoting yourself, you're letting people know, hey, I do this. I'm pretty good at it. Come and support me that way. You need to promote yourself and find gigs. A gig is a word we use to talk about a case, a job that we have where we're going to go sing or perform for in the night. I used to talk about, I have a gig tomorrow night. I'm going to go play with my band. Those are called gigs. Anything that you're performing, and it's just, it's a temporary job. It's not full time.
Exactly, and is used mostly for musicians, although sometimes you could use it in different situations. Like I had a gig as a manager for that company or something, but most of the time we use it to refer to things having to do with musical performances. Now, it's a long road to becoming a professional DJ, but at least you'll have some great tunes to listen to as you go. So, yes, learn, study, promote yourself, research your audience, know how to respond to your audience, and to become technically efficient with the equipment and stuff like that. And hopefully you should be able to make some money as a DJ. And I guess as we should probably say this, but don't quit your daytime job just yet. Okay, it's going to take you a while to become established. But hey, pretty soon you might become as popular as Avicii was or David Guetta or whatever.
Tiesto, yeah.
And there'll be no turning back. You will make a ton of money. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到第三个空格。Sometimes they blank three one-on-one in live battles. 有时候呢你也会看到这些 DJ 呢他们会一对一的怎么样进行现场的比赛。我们常常听到呢有些喜欢跳舞的人他们也会进行一对一的 battle 比赛。而在这里的 DJ 呢也会进行一对一的竞赛比赛。第三题A 选项 compete 就有竞争比赛的意思 B combine 结合 C command 下命令 D commute 通勤在这里搭配文意我们标准答案就选择 A compete 第四个空格 blank 4 kind of DJ you want to become you'll need certain skills 你呢会需要一些技巧技能，然后不论你想要成为怎么样子的 DJ。 来搭配句法跟文意呢，我们要注意的是无论是哪一种，那么我们要搭配是 no matter 再加上一个 WH 开头适合文意的，所以第四题我们可以选择 D 选项， no matter whatkind of DJ you want to become， 中文的意思也就是说不论你想要成为哪一种的 DJ， 你都需要一些特定的技能。搭配文意跟文法，第四题的标准答案我们就选择 D 选项。第五个空格的句子写着 become blank 5 with turntablesas well as music software， 在这里是祈使句开头，如果你想要成为好的 DJ， 你就要怎么样，这些转盘还有一些音乐的软体。在这里呢，第五题 A suspicious 怀疑的， B miserable 不幸的悲惨的， C familiar 熟悉的，D anxious 焦虑的。想要成为 DJ， 当然要对于呢音乐的转盘以及音乐的软体非常的熟悉，才能够表现称职。第五题的标准答案就选择 C familiar。第六个空格在这里要特别注意，这个句子很长。Knowing how to read and respond to an audience is also an essential skill. 那么在这里提到呢，对 DJ 来讲，你要能够去读得懂并且回应观众呢，也是一个很重要的技巧。For 对谁来说？ For those who dream of performing live with hundreds of people, blank six.Then blank six， 对于那些呢想要呢在数百人怎么样的人来说，你能够懂得解读跟回应观众也是相当必要的。在这里要请同学把 with 这个介系词圈起来， with 加上名词，然后如果是有主动的意味，就用 ving 的方式来呈现，代表后面的受词是主动的做法。当有数百个人在看他们表演的时候，你当然就要懂得有这样子的技巧。所以搭配文艺，这些人看着 DJ 来演奏播放音乐。第六题我们要选择前面的呢是 watching， 而 watch 是感官动词，后面则可以搭配原形动词 play， 所以第六题的标准答案我们就选择 D watching play。 第七个空格，It's a long road to becoming a professional DJ, but at least you'll have some great blank seven to listen to as you go. 虽然要成为一个专业的 DJ 是漫漫长路，不过至少在这条路上呢，你会有一些很棒的什么可以听。第七题 ,A, fleas, 跳蚤 ,B, tunes, 曲调旋律 ,C, whips, 鞭子D angles 角度，成为 DJ 当然要听很多的音乐跟旋律，所以第七题搭配文意，标准答案就选择 B tunes。 OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it for today's program. It's been a pleasure having you. And hey, dance to those tunes while you're out there on the dance floor and enjoy the time and think about becoming a DJ yourself. If not, well, keep studying your English with us here at English Digest. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.